You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We don't agree with violence. We do not agree with the government. We do.
The Wire.
Following our previous conversation with the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March, we spoke with New Zealand nurse organisation Kai Whakahaere Keri Nuku about the ongoing nurse strikes happening this week. These strikes follow months of failed negotiations with Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand after previous strikes in July earlier this year, with the ongoing concerns being nurse wages and understaffing in hospitals across Aotearoa. Health Minister Simeon Brown directly condemned NZNO's decision to organise strikes this week, saying that the strikes would delay more than 13,000 elective surgeries and appointments. However, Keri Nuku and other nurses joining the strike said that the Health Minister's comments were out of touch with the situation on the ground for nurses, that understaffing was putting both nurse and patient health at risk, and that both Simeon Brown and Health New Zealand had neglected nurse needs and their calls for proportionate wage increases for quite some time. Here is that interview with New Zealand nurse organisation Kai Whakahaere Keri Nuku. Can you give our listeners a rundown on why the New Zealand nurses organisation is calling for strikes this week?
So we've had a series of strikes already, and this is because over 36,000 members of our nurses are part of Te Whatu Ora or Health New Zealand, and we haven't been able to reach a consensus around bargaining around our collective agreement. So the nurses, what was originally offered to our members and they took to a ballot, was unacceptable on a number of areas, not just around the pay, but working conditions. So our members took strike action, which isn't an easy thing for members and nurses to do, but they took strike action in opposition to the proposals.
So following the last strikes that were held in July earlier this year, what has correspondence with Te Whatu Ora been like?
Look, it's been really tense as much as possible. I mean, we've got to put into perspective that we've been bargaining with Te Whatu Ora for almost a year and has taken, you know, part of 28 days of bargaining, and over that time included 13 days supported by mediation services and 3 days in facilitation with the Employment Relations Authority. So the environment has been reasonably tense, and that has also been sort of shown in the way that I guess engagement has happened between both parties, that is our union and members and Te Whatu Ora and management.
Can you give our listeners an idea of some of the conditions that nurses are facing on the ground at the moment?
What we've seen is a chronic understaffing, and I know that Te Whatu Ora will say likewise that they've seen an increase in nurses, but certainly our nurses that work day to day on the floor, they're not bureaucrats, they're not advisors, these are the nurses that are working day to day on the floor, are experiencing understaffing. And many, many times you'll hear stories from our nurses that they don't know how many nurses are going to be on shift, whether they've got the full quota that they need to care for the patients that they've got on the ward. So chronic understaffing has been a feature, and we wanted Te Whatu Ora to look at putting in ratios, safe nurse-to-patient ratios, and use the CCDM tool, the security tool that's in place. We also wanted to create other issues like, you know, how do we alternative dispute resolution processes. We wanted Māori nurses to be acknowledged for the cultural skill and expertise that they bring to this workforce and environment. And Te Whatu Ora has largely rejected those and offered, as we've said, quite a minimal increase, which doesn't even meet increase in CPI or the cost of living.
So after these strikes began earlier this week, Health Minister Simeon Brown made a series of fiery comments in response. So first he said that the strikes would cause delays in procedures, but he also said that the wages of union nurses had risen by 74% since 2011 and claimed that this was more than double the wage growth of 35% across the wider economy. Is this an accurate claim for the Health Minister to make?
Okay, so first of all, no nurse takes to strike action without having really carefully weighed and considered the options. This taking strike action hasn't been taken lightly. Also, when the strike action is called, there is life-preserving services that are put in place to ensure that all hospital wards are well supported and meet the minimum criteria or level of skill and expertise of nurses to be on call. So it doesn't create risk or harm. That's definitely part of what our members may ensure, and it's an agreement between Te Whatu'ura and the union. What the minister was referring to is elective surgeries and stuff like that that has been delayed or impacted. But what we're forgetting to realise, and what the minister has forgotten, is that the lack of nurses has reduced in numbers over the years. So elective surgeries for years have been delayed, these longer waiting times and the current backload. So if we go back to our initial claim, if we get more nurses on board, it would alleviate the backlog that we currently have. So to suggest that there's this whole halt and the public need to be upset because of what's happening and the strike actions have delayed elective surgeries, actually this is a chronic issue created because of the short staffing that the minister fails to acknowledge. In terms of the salaries of nurses, that's inaccurate, and many nurses will stand up and have done when the minister went out and said the average nurse earns $125,000 a year. That's inaccurate. What is included is nurses work 24-hour shifts, so penal rates, etc., are included, at which the nurse works is included in that, but that is not a base salary. And so we disagree with what the minister is saying around the salary.
So just to reiterate, nurses have not seen a proportionate increase in their wages over the last decade, as Simeon Brown has said.
Well, you've got to factor into this, our nurses took a pay equity claim, which was to address the gender discrimination that exists. So there was a wage bump to address that. But that is not an accurate reflection of what our nurses are experiencing in their salary.
Simeon Brown also accused the union of being secretive about how the strike was voted on. Is this accurate as well?
No, what's been secretive is the information, and we've seen this through the latest leaks, the information of data that Te Whatu'ura holds around their workforce. They're claiming that there's 3,000 new nurses. Well, where are there 3,000 new nurses? We've been trying to access and work with Te Whatu'ura for many, many years to work out a long-term workforce strategy. There is secretism around release of that data and information, which is vital for the public to know and for our organisations to know to ensure that we've got a workforce that can respond to population need. When our members vote on an outcome, that is the outcome that we take to the Te Whatu'ura around whether our members support or reject the proposals. And that's what our members have done. That's what our union have done this time. That's what the delegates have ordered of them. And so that is being very clear.
Simeon Brown also said that Te Whatu'ura would remain committed to negotiating with NZNO and pointed to his offer of a more than $8,000 pay increase for new graduates by the end of 2026. Is this an adequate offer?
Well, clearly not, and that's something that would have to go back to our members to vote on, any proposal that goes through bargaining will go through our members, and if our members consider them to be a suitable offer, then that it's up to them. It's their call. It's not in our organisation's senior management to make those types of calls. However, we've got to remember also there was a media release that looked at increasing the new nurses that graduate, but they put them on part-time contracts. So that means then that our new graduates that are graduating, while it might inflate the numbers of nurses being employed, when you look at it from a part-time perspective, they're going to have to run second jobs to pay for their student loans. That is not enough to increase a workload, offer new graduates new jobs, but only at a part-time position. That is incredibly deceptive.
So what kind of a message do you think Simeon Brown's comments send to nurses across the country, whether they're on strike or not?
Well, I was part of the strike action that happened yesterday in Auckland, and what we saw is anger. What we saw is a government that's out of touch, that doesn't listen to nurses, goes to work to represent the views and aspirations of patients every single day, and they're being the best advocates they are at the moment for patients, because patients often don't know or may experience the shortage of nursing staff because they're being bumped off elective waiting lists for surgeries, etc. But the message is really clear from our members. They are angry about the disconnect of this government and understand their realities of the chaos that the health system is in, and they are tired of hearing people make assertions that are inaccurate when it comes to nursing.
All right, well, I think that's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish the interview?
Sure, I just want to say that Nurses throughout the country will continue to stand up, and this is a stand up for the rights of patients to have access to quality healthcare. And that requires, if we're going to aim for healthy communities, we need to have a healthy workforce, which includes not just pay, but actually adequate, safe working conditions. Thanks very much.
And that was New Zealand Nurses Organisation Kaiwhakahaere Kerinuku speaking to us about the ongoing nurse strikes happening across the motu this week. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the beat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.